This is Passport to Texas. Hunting blinds aren't typically designed for people with disabilities. Inks Lake State Park tackled that issue by building 4 hunting blinds accessible to people with physical limitations. Chris Hall is with Inks Lake State Park.
We have dropped the windows down to access the height and level of the wheelchair. The carpet is not skid surface, very good noise dampener.
Elias Brown, a first-time hunter, and his dad, Chase, were among the first to try the new accessible blinds.
My son has a prosthetic leg, so it's more accessible to get into it. Even if you can get a person with a disability up in a blind, a traditional blind, it's going to be almost impossible for him to move around. So these things are 8 foot by 8 foot with plenty of headspace.
Elias bagged a deer on his first try.
It was my first hunting trip, first shot, and he dropped. That was great.
Dad, Chase Brown, says the family will be back.
I have a daughter in a wheelchair, and she could easily get there with me and her brother or mom. It just opens up worlds.
And Inks Lake's Chris Hall predicts more accessible blinds are in the park's future.
With the increased popularity, the success of this year already, don't know exact numbers, but I can assure you we're going to start constructing a few more.
View a segment on Inks Lake State Park's accessible hunting blinds the week of December 4th on the Texas Parks and Wildlife series on PBS. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.